Welcome to the Astral Projection Astral Podcast, brought to you by Ali Wiley. I often use dreams to initiate OBEs. The following article is reproduced by kind permission of William Bullman. For more information on William, please visit astralinfo.org. How dreams can be used to initiate OBEs. Dreams can be an effective doorway to out-of-body exploration. For many people, it's a natural way to ease their awareness away from their physical state of consciousness and begin to recognize and experience other states of consciousness. Since the dawn of civilization, societies and cultures around the world have viewed dreams as an important doorway to a different world. The significance of dreams is portrayed in humanity's oldest recorded writings, including the Upanishads, the Bible, the Egyptian Book of the Dead, and the Quran. From the lavish dream temples of ancient Greece to the modern dream therapy techniques used by psychologists and psychiatrists, dreams continue to provide valuable insights into our subconscious mind. If used properly, dreams can act as an effective trigger or signal for out-of-body exploration. Some of the most common signals are listed later. One of the best ways to initiate an out-of-body experience is to become aware or lucid within the dream. This can be accomplished by changing our attitudes towards our dreams. First, begin to personally acknowledge the importance of your dreams in your daily life. Treat your dreams as valuable insights and messages from your subconscious mind. In effect, think of them as an actual form of communication, as real as your physical experiences. Second, begin a daily dream OBE journal. Record every dream you can, even the small fragments. This should be done immediately upon waking, either by writing or using a tape recorder. Pay close attention to your feelings, emotions, and sensations that are experienced during the dreams. Third, firmly express your desire for increased clarity and awareness within your dreams. As you drift to sleep, strongly request your complete conscious awareness to be present in your dreams. Make a firm verbal commitment to yourself as you fall asleep that you will recognize, recall, and consciously experience every single dream. Fourth, repeat a strong affirmation to yourself as you fall asleep every night. For example, as I fall asleep, I remain aware. Or, now I have a fully conscious out-of-body experience. Or, I become aware in my dreams. When doing your affirmations, make them firm and positive. Fully expect your request to be granted. As with all out-of-body affirmations, concentrate your full emotional and intellectual energy into each one. It's important to focus and maintain your affirmations as your last conscious thoughts as you drift off to sleep. The transfer of your awareness can occur quickly, so it's essential to remain calm and enjoy any changes in your personal perspective, environment, energy, or location. The following is a dream conversion that occurred to me some years ago. During my dream, I was in a pet shop. As I looked around, I noticed a small hermit crab on the floor in front of me. As I watched the crab by my feet, it jumped 5 feet straight up in the air. At first, I was startled and stepped back. Then, as I watched, it became obvious that the crab was attempting to get my attention. Again, the crab jumped, and I realized that I had to be dreaming. At that moment, I said aloud, "I must be dreaming." Immediately, I felt a strange tingling sensation throughout my entire body, and I realized that I had entered the vibrational state while dreaming. Out of habit, I focused my complete attention on the idea of floating up and out of my physical body. Within seconds, I could feel myself lift from my body and move toward the living room. This type of dream conversion is easy to achieve if we are willing to recognize and accept the entire process. The most important element is how we respond at the moment we become consciously aware within our dream. I would like to clarify that vivid or lucid dreams are not necessarily out-of-body experiences, but a psychological manifestation similar to an internal projection. The unusual or outrageous events in our dreams are creations of our subconscious mind specifically designed to grab and hold our attention. I have found that once we make a firm commitment to explore out-of-body, this type of lucid dream becomes a regular event. In effect, our subconscious mind is doing its best to assist us in achieving our goal for a conscious out-of-body experience. This, of course, is another reason why written goals are so vital. The more focused our goals, the more our subconscious mind is willing and able to assist us. This type of lucid dream can be literally anything out of the ordinary, unusual surroundings or people, outlandish colours or shapes, strange buildings, animals or pets. I have found that it often may manifest as a single strange thing in a relatively normal dream, any strange, illogical or inappropriate person, place or things that is obviously out of the norm. The key to success is our conscious recognition and knowledgeable response to our lucid dream occurrence. For example, a typical family sedan may become a bright red sports car, a regular home may become a castle, a household pet may become a lion or an eagle. A single object or event in a dream may become completely out of place and outrageous, a jumping crab, a talking cat, or maybe a flying dog. Whatever it is, it's something so psychologically outlandish it captures and holds our complete attention. After you recognize the dream anomaly, say aloud anything that will consciously acknowledge your awareness, such as, "I know I'm dreaming," "I'm awake in my dream," or "I'm now aware." The next step is to be prepared for the transition or movement of your consciousness from your dream state to your non-physical body. It's quite common to wake up in the vibrational state while still within our physical body or experience ourselves out of sync with our physical body. The key to success is to remain calm and direct our inner self, our awareness, away from our physical body. This entire process is very natural. Now more than ever, I believe that dreams are created and designed to assist us in our personal development. It is our choice whether we recognize and use them or ignore them. Whatever we decide, our subconscious mind will continue to send its dream messages to our conscious mind. Maybe the time has come to listen and learn from the imagery we receive every night in our dreams. How to respond to dream awareness? 1. Become aware of strange or illogical events, situations or objects within your dream. As much as possible, focus your attention upon the unusual occurrence within the dream. 2. Verbally pinpoint the illogical event or object within the dream. "I can't fly. I don't live in a castle. That's strange. My car isn't red." 3. As you become increasingly conscious, lucid, within the dream, verbally acknowledge that you know you are dreaming. "I know I'm dreaming. I must be dreaming. Awareness now." 4. Be prepared for a rapid shift of your awareness. It's possible you will awaken within the vibrational state. Unusual sounds such as buzzing or humming combined with vibrations flowing through your entire body. 5. Remain calm and allow the inner sensations to continue as you immediately direct your full attention away from your physical body. Focus all your thoughts upon the idea of moving to another area of your home. It's essential to maintain your full awareness directed away from your physical body. Any thoughts directed to your physical body will snap you back within it. 6. Request clarity any time your awareness or vision is less than ideal. "I request complete clarity now," or "clarity now." Always make your request a firm, specific demand for immediate action. Dream signals. 1. Feeling or seeing yourself in or near a vehicle of any kind, an automobile, boat, plane, etc. Also, any dream experience involving a vehicle or motion, such as space flight or a boating adventure. 2. Recognition of a change in your day-to-day environment, such as your home as a castle, palace, log cabin, etc. Also, any change in the location, construction or colour of the surroundings. 3. Any feelings, sensations or experiences such as numbness, paralysis, energy surges or sounds out of the norm. 4. Recognition of any event, situation or ability which is out of the norm, such as the ability to fly, float or move in unconventional ways. 5. Experiencing yourself as falling or sinking. This includes movement up and down stairs, elevators or escalators. 6. Any experience where you and your out-of-body partner are together. 7. Any environment which changes rapidly, i.e. things appearing or disappearing quickly. 8. Any environment that you can easily manipulate or control. Exploring a new environment like a desert, forest or snow-covered landscape. 9. The recognition of a problem or conflict. For example, driving a car down a mountain and the brakes are useless. 10. The recognition of a bridge, tunnel or opening of any kind. In your dream, this opening may enable you to overcome an obstacle or barrier, a wall, river, etc. 11. Being taught or guided in any way, or being with a companion who seems to act as a guide. Often this companion is next to you, but remains out of your vision. 12. Meeting with groups of people in a classroom or conference room atmosphere. 13. Encountering multiple levels or floors of any kind, parking garages, office buildings, ships, etc. 14. Reading a book or computer program that contains unusual or advanced information. Thank you for that valuable advice, William. Don't forget to visit William's website at www.astralinfo.org. And I have some news on a new project I've started called the Astral Wings magazine. For more information, please visit my website www.astralwings.com or the magazine website www.astralprojectionmagazine.com. Thanks for listening. Happy travels.